America. And so Pastor Macklin Basahe is going to come. And by God's grace,
I'm glad to be back home, and this is a wonderful time for us to be together. I don't know about the timing thing. Back home, we don't have watch, so when you invite an African preacher, don't give me time. But since we are reconciled people, I'm going to try.
Thank you.
Yeah. Even less. For the outline, please, I'm not sure about what I sent to Lisa. We are going to do an experience of reconciliation. So please follow, and if you can get what I have as outlined, that would be great. I bring you the warm greetings from brothers and sisters from West Africa. And when we say West Africa, it's not a country. It's about Togo, brothers and sisters from Togo, from Benin, from Ghana, from Ivory Coast, from Senegal, from Guinea, from Burkina Faso, from Niger, from Nigeria. I bring their greetings to you. I think I am the only guy from Africa who just flew for this conference. And I'm so blessed to be part of this. When in 1960, my country got its independence from France, I say independence because I don't think we are independent, one particular tribe was in power, controlling and making all the decisions for the future era of the country. That tribe was the Ewe tribe. The Ewe tribe, before then, was picked by Germans and French colonists to be the representative, the vis-a-vis of the new nation Togo. Missionaries did the same thing, following the path of the oppressor. The same Ewe tribe was targeted by Bremen missionaries from Germany to be evangelized in 1893. By the way, many who are rejecting the gospel today among the African intelligentsia are using this argument against the church because it was difficult for the common man to see the difference between God's servants and the oppressor. What I'm describing about Togo can be seen in most of the countries on my continent, from South Africa to East Africa, or from North Africa to West Africa. The tribe or the ethnic group struggles are similar. This is not only destroying lives and nations, but many people are trapped in this illusion, idea of protectionism or the complex of superiority. I'm more than you. Among the refugees and immigrants across the globe, many are still struggling with their identity, even as Christians. I don't know if you know the numbers of those who are forced to flee their home. And this is related to this tribe identity. Is it my tribe identity who comes first, or my belonging to Christ who comes first? Am I more related to my race, to my tribe first, before anything else? White and black in the United States, Hutu and Tutsis in Rwanda, real Congolese and Banyamulenges in RDC or Rwanda, Ewe and Kabye in Togo, black and Arabs in Sudan are facing the same issue. We are divided in every corner of the globe. Even in the same tribe, like the tribe I'm from, within the Kabye tribe, my tribe, speaking the same language, same ancestor, we are divided. Kabye from Kara will say they are superior than Kabye from Pagoda. But yet, God created all men on his own image. The question of reconciliation is so needed everywhere in this world. It is not only an American struggle. You go with Sunnis and Shia in Iraq, they are facing the same issue. Is there any hope in this world for reconciliation? Is there any hope for my small, tiny country, Togo, for reconciliation, despite the heavy past history of our nation? Is there any hope between white and black, between African, American, and Africans? Is there any hope between Hutus and Tutsis? The answer is yes. Yes, the gospel is the power of God to save. The gospel is also the power of God to reconcile men and women to God and to one another. Yes, it is possible because it is about God doing his work in many lives to save and to reconcile. Jesus prayed for his church in John chapter 17. They may be one as even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. The world needs to see that. Thank you, brother. The world needs to see that, to see this unity. Jesus prayed for us. From the scripture, we know that God will always answer Jesus' prayer. He will. He will answer. He will give a response. Jesus said, I knew that you always hear me. John 11, verse 42. Despite all the realities in our context in West Africa, we are hopeful, not because of our capacity to make it happen, but because of God himself, who made a promise to build his church. He will accomplish what he started. The gospel is the answer to all of our failures to reconcile us with one another. We can trust God for who he is to make it happen. We will trust him for what he said about reconciliation. When in 2010, we went back to start our mission organization in West Africa, Africa Mission with Nation, we knew we will be facing the reality of tribalism. Two main tribes are leading the political and spiritual life in my country, Ewe tribes and Kabye tribes. From day one, we refused to fall in the steps of the tribe-driven approach, where we will only work with people from our tribe. By the way, the first staff lady we hired were from Ewe tribe. And this brought two responses. Listen, people from our tribe were offended because we did not start with Kabye people. And then the Ewe tribe, from the Ewe tribe side, they were surprised that we started with them. The outcome of this approach to work with a different tribe has been a wonderful breakthrough with the gospel everywhere in the country. Today, our staff is made up from brothers and sisters from more than one ethnic group, which is a powerful sign in the country. The walls of separation are coming down, and we are experiencing the beauty. It's beautiful. The beauty of our identity in Christ alone. It doesn't matter where you're from. The gospel is making things new. Even in our churches, to get married, we struggle with that back home. But the first question your parents are going to ask you when you say, hey, dad, mom, I want to get married, they will ask you, where is she from? Or where is he from? One of our missionaries, Justin Asu, is right now in the process to marry a lady from North. Justin is from a Ewe tribe in the South. It has been interesting to see how the power of the gospel is at work in their lives. Despite all the critics they started to face, Justin made a bold decision to even go and start his ministry in the North, the place where his wife is from. The gospel is moving forward. God is raising up a new generation in West Africa to live out the reconciliation and move forward with the proclamation of the gospel among tribes and ethnic groups. One small country like Togo has more than 40 ethnic groups, and we are only 6 million. How in the world all these tribes can live together unless God works things through the church to love and care for one another? It is so easy to line up with your ethnic group in every situation. For instance, during our election time, people will not vote because of your program or the moral standard of the candidate, but because of their tribe affiliation. Same thing is happening in the church. You take Presbyterian Church, they are controlled by one single tribe. You take Assembly of God, they are controlled by one single tribe. You take, name it, there's one single tribe who is in charge, and they don't want to let it go. They want to control, they want to manipulate, and they want to lead other people. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful because of what we are witnessing today in our local place. I'm thankful God is at work bringing men and women from different ethnic groups, race, tribes, to his family. We are today blessed, and we are experiencing what God is doing among nations. Let us, brothers and sisters, run with this gospel of reconciliation. Let us speed up. Let us run with it. Because God is at work saving and reconciling lives to himself and to one another. God is at work. Let us run with it. I want to end up by asking you around the table to bring these little stories of how you see God doing this in your context. You know, the gospel is about this little mustard seed that will grow, and nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. God bless you. Amen.
So the African does not go over time. I mean, hallelujah. Now, could I ask everybody here please to physically stand up? Physically stand up. And I want you to stretch, however you want to stretch for a second, please. Stretch your body. Okay, I'm just trying to save you from deep vein thrombosis from sitting too long. Okay, you may be seated. Okay, you have 15 minutes for table discussion, after which we are going to take a break for 20 minutes. So don't take your break now, but please talk with each other. And you've heard our brother, Pastor Basse, ask you to give examples of where you see God doing this among you. And as we, when we get to the end, I'm going to ask for somebody or one or two of you to pray that God would help us to run with this gospel of reconciliation. All right? So go for it.